users of the social media platform Twitter will know there's been a long debate over how to silence people who just want to abuse and troll others online. Well, the company's finally responded. Overnight, it's announced changes it says will help improve the safety on the social media platform. The company plans to investigate suspended Twitter users and crack down on abusive tweets, but cyber safety advocates are warning there are challenges involved in making sure the Twitter sphere is safe. Thomas Arriti reports.
Freedom of expression is the cornerstone of the Twitter sphere, but the company says that doesn't mean it allows abuse. So in a blog post overnight, Twitter announced changes to stop harassment on the platform.
It's great to see that social media sites are taking their users' safety and security so seriously now.
Susan McLean is a cyber safety expert and a former Victorian police officer who was recently briefed on the changes at Twitter headquarters in San Francisco. She says it's a welcome announcement that Twitter will identify people who have been permanently suspended to stop them from creating new accounts. But that might be easier said than done.
It is going to be small steps, but I think once people start to realise that they're not going to be able to continually set up new accounts to continually harass, then they're going to have to go elsewhere. So it might take a little bit of time, but it's certainly, this is one of the major complaints we have when people are being abused on platforms such as Twitter, is that they report the account, it gets shut down, and then away we go again.
The changes also include a new safe search feature, which removes tweets from your search results if they contain what the company calls potentially sensitive content. Twitter staff also plan to identify potentially abusive or low-quality replies to tweets, but they won't be deleted. They'll simply be collapsed on your Twitter feed so you don't immediately see them. Julie Inman-Grant is the eSafety Commissioner, and she previously worked at Twitter.
I think safety is more of a journey than a destination, and you would be surprised at what an engineering feat keeping a global platform up that has to take 500 million tweets a day. Just making one little change to the network can impact everything. So I think they're moving as quickly as they can to continue to promote the freedom of expression experience and the open nature of the platform with as many safety tools as they can to create a better experience for their users.
The changes come just a week after Twitter's former CEO, Dick Costolo, acknowledged he should have done more to address the issue of abuse during his time in the role. And this week, other companies have also announced steps to address issues of quality content in the social media world. In France, Facebook and Google are teaming up with journalists from 17 newsrooms to identify fake news in the lead-up to the French election.
Thomas Arriti reporting.